time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, January 7th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. All systems are a go. Everything's up and running perfectly this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We got a great show lined up for you. We're going to have Dr. Jeff on in the next segment. Ask the Vet from Sioux Animal Hospital. If you guys have any questions about your animals, anything about their diet, anything about their shots, it's the new year, anything about dental, whatever you guys need to ask Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie, text me at 231-360-5140. Now, again, I want to remind you all of the Patriot Voice Radio Network, two websites and two phone apps, four different platforms, in addition to the radio station Signal 97.7 FM WCHY out of Sheboygan, Michigan. For this show, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, live, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, you can go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. You can hit the play button, listen live, or you can click on podcasts. Podcasts. Listen on demand anytime you want. You don't have to listen live 9 to noon or on the replays. Replays start at noon. First hour from 9 to 10. Repeats at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m., and tomorrow morning at 6. And then, of course, we're back here live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Been doing it since April of 2012. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Now, the phone app that ties into this show is TuneIn, capital T, capital I, one word. Download the free one and then search for WYPV. We're your Patriot Voice. The radio station's website, very simple. The call letters, WCHY.us. There's a play button there. As soon as we get off the microphone at noon, the music starts, 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, right on the website, WCHY.us. Now, the phone app, Officer Rick down in Livingston County likes this the best, is Simple Radio. Two words, capital S, capital R. Download that app on your phone and then put the call letters in, WCHY. So that makes up the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Everything there is free. You don't have to pay for the TuneIn app or the Simple Radio app. However, on TuneIn, you might get a few commercials that pop up during the show, but you don't have to pay for it. So greatly appreciate you guys sharing that information with folks. especially the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. We've got some stories pulled up from Lansing. They are speculating as to what will the legislature do, what will they take up as their first set of priorities. Well, of course, the budget will start this coming Tuesday, January 13th. They're going to start on the budget for 2027. And along the way, they've got some legislative bills, ideas that they're wanting to do. So we'll be covering that right after we get done with Dr. Jeff. We also have some national stories, some things happening, some big announcements that is just blowing up liberal media, legacy media. The fake news folks are losing their minds over what Donald Trump is going to do in Venezuela. We'll have that for you. Lots more. Text me your questions. Ask the vet. Dr. Jeff is in the house. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Jeff LaHeise up at the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, I always wanted to make sure I got that pronunciation correct for your last name.
Yes, LaHeise.
LaHeise?
Yep.
You know, and what is your, what ethnicity, what is that, your last name?
The name is Dutch. Actually, the H-U-I-S ending is, means house. So, kind of roughly translated is my last name means the house. So, I'm like Dr. House.
Dr. House. I love it. Dr. House. Oh, that is so funny. Oh, my God. Well, one of the things that that TV show we used to watch was pretty interesting. And mm-hmm. actually, you do a lot of the very similar things that he did in that show.
Oh, yeah. Yep. 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 One Health, they call it. So well, we do a lot of this game stuff.
Right. Well, one of the things that you're setting as a goal for yourself this year, and it's a big, big task that you have to deal with, is you've made the decision that this is the year that you're going to, you know, really get to the grindstone and get back in and do some updating and studies and actually find some things that you can examine, write a paper about, and then turn it in and get to actually board certified. What exactly does that mean, and what will it do for you and Sioux Animal Hospital?
So what the boards are in human medicine have is these two. So when you graduate, you're from vet school or at medical school, either one, you're just doctor so-and-so, okay?
Sure.
And you're a general practitioner, GP, general practitioner. And but if you go, let's say I go to the, I had to go to a cardiologist one. Okay, so then that person then got more education after their medical degree to become a specialist. Okay, so even though I do a lot of the, and it's kind of a legal nuance is what it is, even though I do a lot of the same procedures that the quote unquote veterinary surgeons do, I can't call myself a veterinary surgeon because I am not board certified. Okay.
Okay.
My training is all on the job training and, you know, in the trenches and doing it for 31 years and just, you know, I got the point, I figured it out. That's the nice thing of veterinary medicine over human medicine, because in human medicine, you can't do that. If you were a general practitioner, then all of a sudden you go, you know what? I really like cardiology. I really like gastroenterology or dermatology or whatever, and I want to be a specialist in that, or you know, really focus in that, you would have to go back to school, do a residency, and then get your board certification, and then you're a cardiologist or whatever. And the AVMA, we have parallel to the human medicine many of the same boards. You can people that are board certified as veterinary cardiologists and internists and radiologists and surgeons and orthopedic surgeons. And one guy I worked for in Ann Arbor was a board certified veterinary dentist. Dentist is one. Behavior, oh, there's like 20 some of them. Equine medicine, equine surgery, swine there's a ton of them out there. So what this one does, though, except most of them rely on, you know, you got to like do your go to school, do your internship, do your residency, da da da. Well, they do have a few of them where they have what's called an alternative track, which is kind of like for people like me who went out into the real world because we needed to eat. we needed to make money.
Right.
Interns don't get paid a lot. I don't care when or where you are. I mean, it's just that's just a fact of, you know, a fact of life. And then all of a sudden you go, you know what? I really would like to get my board certification. So the it's called ABVP, American Board of Veterinary Practitioners. And what this does is you're a specialist in, like, I am going to get, and then under that, they've got several different ones under that too. We're going to get a, my first one is going to be in canine feline medicine. So I'm going to be a generalist specialist is kind of how it goes, but
okay.
it's just a step up from just a regular being a regular GP. Okay,
got it. And this one is going to focus on the dogs and cats. That's what chosen field you're going into. Are you also going to be able to get into any of your horse experience as well?
Yep, that's next year. They only let you do one a year, or else I just do both. because you have to write 10 papers or little case summaries. And so I started going through all my cases. This actually, it was on New Year's Day is when I was doing it, just kind of sitting up in my man cave. I finally have a house that I finally have my own man cave.
Oh, good.
Of the garage.
Right.
And so I was up there, you know, pretty much all day on the first, just going through this stuff because it's nice and quiet up there. And yeah, they only let you do one a year, or else I could do both in the same in this year. Because I've got, you know, after 31 years of doing this, I just have to sit and write the papers at this point.
Right, right, so, right. Now, do you also need any particular type of studies of any, you know, ongoing cases that you get to document? Is that a requirement as well?
Yep, they look at, they do a, I have to do a list of things I've seen in my career and how often I've seen them. And I kind of would start looking through the list. And then again, after 31 years, well, come May, it'll be 31 years of doing this. I'm like, yep. Almost everything I've seen at least once or twice, you know, because it's just,
right.
You do this long enough, you see everything. And then you also have to have 90 within the last, was it 5 years? I have to have 90 hours of continuing education. Okay, which is like, I don't know, well, like, you know, when I've gone to meetings and stuff like that before, that's
sure.
What, yeah, which actually next week, leaving Friday, and we'll be gone, I think I might be gone one Wednesday, I gotta look at my schedule and maybe have Megan or Dr. Caitlin do the show.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just thought of that, I go, wait, I'm gonna be gone on Wednesday. We're going to another meeting, happens to be in Orlando, Florida, oh darn.
Oh yeah.
Not my fault. That's where they put it. But,
sure,
yeah,
sure. So, that's your excuse. I get it. Yep, okay. Yep. And is that continuing education as well?
Yes. Yep. That's the VMX, or used to be the North American Veterinary Conference. They call it the veterinary, I don't know why they change the name all the time. But it's huge. It's like an international conference, and tons of classes, tons of go down there, and just lots of opportunity. Actually, just four of us are going, myself, my wife, who's our CEO, and then my Nick, who's my office manager / chief operations officer, and then one of our head technicians. So there's a whole group of four of us going down.
Now, do they also, while you guys are there, do they have vendors that have state-of-the-art kind of updated things, technology for you guys to look at?
Oh, yeah. And specifically, Nick and I, that's why one of the reasons we're going down there for that is to go into the exhibit hall there. And it's huge. Think Ford's Fieldhouse size room full of different aisles, full of vendors, full of everybody showing their new wares, from new computer stuff to... Oh, you can buy anything. It's almost like a Arab bazaar marketplace you go into. You can buy anything there. New equipment, brand new equipment. I mean, I could buy anything from a $2 hemostat to a $2 million CT machine. So
wow.
Yep.
Too cool. Well, getting back to the board certification, does that also... put you on the map as far as Sioux Animal Hospital being board certified for, you know, dogs and cats right now? Does that change kind of your status within the veterinarian clinics and hospitals and different things here in Michigan?
Yeah, I mean, it does. I can now say I am a specialist, and it would be, as far as the last time I looked, I would be the only one in the UP, and I think there's only 4 or 5 in the state. There wasn't a lot of them. Yeah, I was actually surprised too when I looked it up. There wasn't as many as I thought there would be, and obviously they're all concentrated down by, you know, Detroit Thumb area.
Sure.
So it gives you a specialist level clinic without having to travel to Lansing or Grand Rapids or Detroit or, you know, things like that.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Wow, yeah. That's pretty impressive. The only one in the UP, and I'm probably the only one here in northern Michigan.
Yeah, I think Midland.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think because I just looked the other day. I think it's Midland is the closest one. I might be wrong. But and then if you go to the equine, there's even fewer. So,
and that's something you think you're going to do next year, you're saying?
Oh, yeah, Marty. I actually have more of the continuing education and cases for the horses than I do for the dog and cat. It's just I'm going to do the dog and cat one first. And
right.
I can do them both in the same year, but they're like, no, you can't do that. You got to go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, too cool. Well, one of the things that I think shows folks is the expansion that you've done, the new facilities you've added in the back there, the dental care wing, all the things that you guys have put together along with Dr. Caitlin coming on and other things, just shows that you're basically growing the business, expanding the business, and getting the certification might end up, you know, actually being able to attract even more folks. You had some young people or some people there that you had sponsored into being a vet techs. Give us an update on that real quick before we let you go.
They're plugging their way through. Like I said, Megan, my head anesthesiologist, my head surgery tech, it was her and I. She went through tech school a bit, but then had to drop out for, you know, monetary reasons years ago. I told her, like, hey, you do that, and I'll do that. I'll do this. That's kind of part of the reason I kind of got roped into this bit.
Okay.
But they're moving their way through and doing good. We're helping with that. Also, I want to tell you, hopefully, maybe within that, I will have a fourth doctor who also does large animal, mixed animal practice. We will be the largest mixed animal practice, cattle medicine, llamas, emus, I don't know what else, we've seen pigs, up here. And I am also next year going to expand the parking lot, so we're going to have a much better haul-in facility for the horses and trailer parking, because that's our one bugger right here is just, you know, the building wasn't built for this level of a practice, and
right.
We need to expand the parking lot. So that's next year. Next, as soon as the snow's out, we're going to be doing that.
Cool. Well, a lot of stuff happening up at Sioux Animal Hospital. And if you guys want to get a second opinion on anything, especially surgeries, anything that's happening with your animals, you can always ask your vet to email info@SiouxAnimalHospital.com, all spelled out, S-A-U-L-T, SiouxAnimalHospital.com, info,
yep.
And just have the files emailed up to Dr. Jeff. He can take a look at it, give you a second opinion, especially helps if you take pictures with your cell phone, and yep. You can email those or text them to Dr. Jeff as well.
And take and take a faraway picture, too. A lot of people send me close-ups, and we're like, okay, what am I looking at again? So do one faraway, then do a close-up one.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Got to be able to put it into perspective.
Yep.
You know, a little bit farther away. Phone number up at the Sioux Animal Hospital is 906, area code 635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. If you have any other questions for Dr. Jeff or would like to take your animal there to make them a client of Dr. Jeff's, we can set you up with that as well. And definitely you folks downstate, it's definitely worth the drive, and they have a nice hotel right next door. So greatly appreciate you, Jeff. We'll talk to you, Dr. Caitlin next Wednesday.
No, I'll be here next Wednesday. It'll be Wednesday after that.
After that. Got it. Very good, sir. All right, sir. Have a good day. We'll talk to you then.
You too. Talk to you next week.
On the hour news break of